WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. You know that feeling when you're running on empty? Like your mental battery is about as drained as a phone left out in the desert sun? Yeah, we've all been there. And trust me, it ain't pretty. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-care for mental health. I know what you might be thinking, self-care. Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? While those can be nice, self-care is way bigger than that. It's about prioritizing your well-being mentally, emotionally, and physically so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to drive a car without checking the oil or filling up the tank, right? Your mind is no different. So, what are some key takeaways from the self-care journey? First off, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, you've got to know your limits and recognize when you need a break. Ever feel that creeping tension in your shoulders or that knot in your stomach? Those are your body's alarm bells telling you, hey dude, time to chill. Second, disengage from the noise. I mean, social media, news cycles, constantly being on it can be a whirlwind. Step away for a bit. Disconnect, breathe, and recharge. Sometimes just taking a walk in nature or listening to some calming music can work wonders. Remember that scene in Fight Club where Tyler Durden says, advertising has us chasing cars and clothes. Working jobs we hate so we can buy stuff we don't need. Take that advice seriously. You're more than your possessions, more than the latest gadget or trend. Focus on what truly matters. Your well-being. Third, find joy in the little things. This doesn't have to be a grand vacation or an extravagant shopping spree. It could be anything from reading a good book, enjoying a cup of coffee, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Life is full of these small pockets of happiness, and they can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. And remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Finally, make self-care non-negotiable. Schedule time for yourself in your day just like you would any important meeting or appointment. Protect that time, honor that commitment, and watch the difference it makes. Think about a time when you were feeling really stressed or overwhelmed. What did you do? Did you reach out to someone you trust? Did you take some time to relax and unwind? Or did you push through hoping the stress would magically disappear? Now, imagine if you had proactively put self-care practices in place, those healthy habits that help you manage stress and recharge your batteries. Imagine you're facing a deadline at work, your inbox is overflowing, and your to-do list seems endless. Instead of panicking and feeling completely overwhelmed, you take a few deep breaths, go for a short walk, or listen to your favorite music. This little break helps clear your head, reduces stress levels, and allows you to approach the task with renewed focus and energy. See? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking care of yourself today. Remember those five key takeaways. Awareness, disengagement from noise, finding joy in the little things, kindness towards yourself, and making self-care non-negotiable. Share your thoughts on this episode. What are your favorite self-care practices? What's one small thing you can implement starting today? Let's keep this conversation going. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, strength isn't just about physical power, it's about mental resilience and emotional well-being. So keep those stoic principles close, practice self-care like a boss, and let's crush this week together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.